0TR, mobile.
I'm 0TR and 6CLX.
How you doing, Mike? I had to think there a minute. And turn this radio down, listen to the Beatles or somebody. I don't know who it is. 60s on 6. How's your day going?
All right. Just trying to get to the dentist for a cleaning appointment.
Coming over the radio the other day, you was needing a cleaning.
Sorry about the stench.
Shoot, I just had mine, 3 days ago, Bernice? Something like that. It usually runs about $450. The x-rays it does. But insurance pays it, and they don't pay near that much, I'll tell you for sure. I never could understand that. I've run into that more than once. And you know, if you go in there and offer them the same amount as the insurance company, they won't take it.
I see too many dentists living in trailers.
I'm into that. Yeah, I had one up in Joplin, Missouri one time. And I was on Cobra. And it was $900 a month in between jobs. And the only time in my life I ever had that. Years and years ago. And my insurance was paid up. And I went into the hospital to have that, and they put me in a wheelchair. I said, now you can't touch me. They was going to put me in a wheelchair to take me back until you check my insurance, make sure I'm in network and all of that stuff. So the lady looked, she didn't see it. She called the insurance company, and they said, yeah, you're in network. You're all set, Tom. And after about a month, I get a bill for... How much was that for? I don't know, $1,100. That's what it was. And but the insurance company only pays $5. And I went in and I told them, you know, those two ladies down there at the desk called, and she said I was in network and all of that stuff. And this one witch back in the back of the accounting firm, she would not, absolutely, no, you owe that. And I showed them where I had the insurance. They still wouldn't do it. So finally, I was afraid it was going to affect my credit rating. So I went in there and I offered him $500 in cash. But I said, you know, your company's without honor. And I said, hey, it's the lowest thing I've ever had to pay. And I said, my daughters say don't pay it because your insurance is paid up. And that lady at the front desk, she kind of looked back and frowned at the back and looked back to me and says, don't you pay this, Tom. She said, I'll go get her. They finally paid, and boy, she was a witch, let me tell you. And I told her, I said, it better not affect my credit rating, because I said, I know you can afford this, recommending it. And I said, if you do, I'll sue you, which I couldn't afford a lawyer anyways. And they paid it, finally.
Insurance went up. The company paid my insurance, but I paid for my wife. And it was a hard one to swallow this year. For her, through my company, her insurance, medical insurance is $967.
On that, that sounds like one of the magnesium pills I take. You can either take it orally or use it for a suppository.
That's with a $5,000 deductible that's got to be paid before they start paying for anything, drugs or for anything else.
It hurts when you're a working man working for a living and not making six figures. But sorry to hear that, Mike. But I know the feeling, and that was the only time I was without insurance, and my kids picked it up and paid it for me, and then I tried to pay them back after I got my job back. But the reason being was I was on chemotherapy, and I did not want to go back to work. I was too sick.
Well, you're with us, so that's the good news.
That time, that particular type of cancer was 35% cure rate, so I was very blessed. But at any rate, on a brighter note, it's supposed to get warmer, Mike. And by, oh, 3 or 4 days from now, it's supposed to be up to 50. I'll take it.
I'll take anything over freezing.
37 right now here. We're headed down to the hospital. I may get in a little scratchy area here. These PLCs here and the traffic controllers are pretty noisy here at Locust Hill on 101. They're new, and they should be shielded, but they ain't. Got to take Bernice down for her second doctor's appointment of the day. The first one went well, and they changed her heart medicine a little. And then the second one is to get her released from the hip doctor. She had a new hip put in December 18th, and she's doing magnificently.
Evidently, they didn't put in anything else. Otherwise, like a brain or something, she would have left you.
Yeah, and they might give her some smarts, and then she'd have left me. That's true. And that's one, Mike.
I-85 North is the parking lot.
They walk among us, and they also drive among us. And I can tell you for sure, it's gotten exponentially worse in the last 15 years down here that we've been here. But at any rate, you just got to deal with it, I guess. I stay away from I-85 like it's the plague. I have to go to a podiatrist down in Anderson every 6 months, and I just hate doing that, but he's sure a great guy and great doctor.
Appointment in 2 weeks, or week, 2 weeks, something like that, and then they called to see you tomorrow. They offered, I took it.
That sandblaster they use on your teeth, man, that sucker smarts. It's really salt, but I told her she was overdosing me on salt. I'm only supposed to have 2,000 a day milligrams, and it tastes like crap. And then they take that scraper and scrape your teeth off, you know, the mortar or whatever it is, tartar. And I drink a lot of coffee. Well, not a lot. 3 or 4 cups a day, I guess. But that sandblaster's the roughest one. But she does a very fine job. I'm not complaining. I just don't look forward to it every 6 months.
Yeah, I don't look forward to it either. They're going to remind me yet again I need an implant. And yet again I'm going to say, well, sorry. I've got a house payment to make.
I think Crown's now does them for $1,000 now.
Well, I have to have the tooth removed first. So, you know, that's darn near $1,000 or more. And then the implant, and then the crown.
Why would they put a crown on top of the implant?
And 60X ready. Well, the implant is the stem that they put down in the bone. And then they got to put then they have a little mushroom on top of that they put the crown on top of. But it's all three things that you pay separately for.
I bet. I had a chance to get one put in, and I wish I had it now, but I turned it down. It was just a small tooth and had a cavity in it. And it's letting me slobber at night, not to be gross, but I have acid reflux, and that's not a good thing. So I wish I had it done. But I sure like this crowns now up here in Greer. Dr. Dixon is my doctor, and there's another good one, Dr. Bott. And like I say, on the tooth cleaning and that, I think I wind up paying $23 or something. So it's not that bad after the insurance pays.
Do I have one to pay still? I don't know if I paid it or not. The last time I got it cleaned, it was $17. I think I still owe that, so I have to pay that today.
Well, when I went up front, I asked him if I owed him anything a couple of days ago, and she said, yeah, and Bernice owes us $75. I said, well, just add her on there. What are you going to do? But they had never even notified us of that. That's, I don't know, it's aggravating. I pay my bills.
Yeah. It's just too many of these little bills nowadays. I forget about them once in a while, but yeah, I pay my bills too. Payday is coming Monday. That means all that money flushes out through all the credit cards.
That way for many, many, many years, Mike. So I empathize with that. Well, I can see it says Prisma Health here and the hospital's coming up. We'll get this one over with and head back for home and have a big bowl of hot chili. So I'm getting ready to pull in, Mike. So nice talking to you today and be safe out there in 6CLX and 0TR 73.
73, Tom. And you have a good visit at the doctor. And I'll talk to you later in 6CLX. I'll be clear as well because I'm just out of my destination.